its restaurants, though decidedly fewer temples than the rest of the city. To the east of the old city is the Ping River, which is where a lot of the new city is centered and many pretty riverside restaurants are located. Go a little further out, about 9 miles to be exact, and you start inclining upwards to Doi Suthep, a modest mountain, which at 6,000 feet towers over the city and is home to the breathtaking Wat Phra Thot Doi Suthep, not for those afraid of stairs, but not to be missed either. History of Chiang Mai. The history of Chiang Mai does not begin as a history of Thailand, but as one of the Lhana Kingdom. The Lhawa people have long lived in this part of northern Thailand, and many still continue to live in the mountains around the areas, numbering as many as 17,000, where they continue to live traditional lifestyles, and many still speak Lua instead of Thai. Prior to 1296 and the founding of Chiang Mai, another city called Wianglongpuri was the hub of the Ling Valley and the Lhawa people. Thanks to its struggles with flooding, it had a troubled history, and its ruins are a popular tourist attraction today. Chiang Mai, as the city we know it, was founded in 1296 by King Mongkrai of the Lhana Kingdom with the intention of being its new capital. The city was surrounded by a wall and moat to guard it against the threat of Burmese and Mongolian empires. The Lhana Kingdom had mixed fortunes for most of its existence until instability in its royal family allowed its walled city to fall to the powers of the Burmese Empire in 1558. After a series of struggles with independence, the Burmese Empire used Chiang Mai as a base to invade and conquer Siam, the former name of Thailand and China, in the 1760s. The Burmese grip on the region was, however, quite weak, and by 1775 the Lhana Kingdom became the Kingdom of Chiang Mai and an outlier state of Siam. During this time, Burma continued to try and retake their old haunt with such ferocity that Chiang Mai was abandoned for over 10 years between 1776 and 1791. It was around this time in the early 1800s that the large brick wall was built around the city and it was established as a river port. In the late 1880s, the British Empire had taken over Burma, which led to them discovering Chiang Mai and its surrounding mountains and woodlands. British interest grew in the area, which began to cause issues for Bangkok-ruled Siam. It became necessary for Siam to increase its hold on the Chiang Mai area, and by the early 1900s, Chiang Mai was largely a province of Siam, though not officially one until 1933. Siam itself officially became Thailand in 1939. It was in 1921 that Chiang Mai opened itself up with its railway, and by 1960s, tourism became the city's main trade, but its production of craft items and pottery still remains an important part of its economy. Chiang Mai has grown to arguably become Thailand's second city, and now has a growing expat community with many residents coming from all around the world. Weather and climate. Being in the mountains and higher up than a lot of Thailand, Chiang Mai is markedly cooler than its southern counterpart, a fact not overlooked by locals who often come here for respite in the summer months. It has a wet and dry tropical climate with fairly consistent warmth year-round, though keep in mind that things can get quite chilly at night during the dry seasons between December and March. Temperatures rest in the high 20s in Celsius and the high to low 90s in Fahrenheit throughout much of the year, with a bit more heat during typical summer months. Expect a considerable amount of rain in the wet season, especially in August and September, when 7 out of 10 days will have rain with as much as 8.5 inches coming down, double what you'd get in a place like New York City at its wettest. Clouds can act as a natural shelter, but it will be very humid. In the dry season, you will see almost no rain, so pack your clothes accordingly. More recently, the city has some issues with air pollution, so be prepared if this has been an issue for you in other big cities. Getting to Chiang Mai. Thailand is quite a long and thin country with its famous beaches in the south near Phuket, its luscious mountains in the north in Chiang Mai, and Bangkok somewhere in the middle of this straight line. For most people that will fly straight into Bangkok, it will be a matter of choosing whether they go north or south first, before going the other way and then finishing up in Bangkok before they leave. With flights from the rest of Europe and America to Bangkok being sometimes half the price of a flight to Chiang Mai, and with trains and domestic flights being